Duck South Studios in Oxford, Mississippi.
We're mass communicating.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for them.
This is the End of the Line podcast, powered by DuckSouth.com.
I gave it a 10.
Sweep the leg. You have a problem with that.
And now, here are your hosts, Rocky LaFleur.
Everybody on? Good.
Great. Grand. Wonderful.
No yelling on the bus.
Josh Webb.
Sorry I had a fight familiar, but I'm party.
And Jake Latondras.
And bad news.
Also starring Rob Kroon.
I bet this guy's into the woods $100.
And Bradley Ramsey.
No, Mark, didn't say it.
Showtime.
All right, here we go. Hold your ears, folks. It's showtime.
Showtime, everybody! Showtime!
Welcome to the End of the Line podcast. I'm Rocky LaFleur on this Friday morning, sitting in the Duck South studios with the Golden Circle, Greasham, Duck South, Southern Flight Taxidermy College Pick'em Guarantee. Got Rob Kroom here with me. Also joining us as a guest picker this week, Mr. Greenhead 22 himself, Jeff Estes, or Jeff Estes. Yes, how are y'all?
Pretty good. I came down with a pretty serious a gout attack last night about 1:30, and I walked out to my truck in my underwear at 2:00 in the morning looking for medicine, and couldn't find any. So I went back inside and took like 4 leaves, 7 Tylenol, and 17 ibuprofen, and that didn't do a damn thing. So I sat there and just suffered till about 5, and I said, I can't take it anymore. So I got up, took a shower, wobbled in there, and lo and behold, my wife, when she woke up, she's like, what's wrong with you? And I was like, I'm about to die. And she goes into the medicine cabinet and finds a steroid pack that expired in 2013, and I'm on that joker like you would think it was the end of the world pack. So I'm not 100%, but I'm trying to get there.
I feel you. I kicked a goat yesterday, and I think I broke like 7 metatarsals in my foot.
At least you didn't lose a 600-pound steer down the interstate.
Could Criswell have a worse day yesterday? He got 3,943 requests for the 3-for-1 deal that was going on yesterday at Southern Flight Taxidermy, and then he's going down the highway and loses a trailer load of steers.
It's pretty impressive, really.
Estes, how are you, bud?
I'm doing good. Just rolling with the flow.
Well, the last time you were here, I think that you went like 17-0 or something.
7-0, and nailed the Greasham pick, Florida over LSU with the points, and wasn't even invited back the next week. My feelings were greatly hurt.
Well, we had a celebrity guest picker. I don't know if you saw a couple of weeks ago. We didn't have it last week. Rob's Jitterbug wouldn't pick up, but. What a celebrity to have on 2 weeks ago when we had Stingray. Holy smokes. Can you get any better than that? I mean, maybe Eli, maybe Archie, Peyton.
I can come up with a long list in about 17 seconds of a lot better options than what you did.
Estes, I know that you and Stingray are big buddies.
I'm going to repeat what I said to you. If he was on that podcast, I would have called in and handled business.
Sounds like, you know, when your ex-girlfriend gets with your best friend and you're like, oh, no, No, no.
Rob, what were the odds on Jeff coming on the podcast? He knew we were recording and saying something bad, Stingray.
It would be worse than even money.
Oh, I don't think it would have happened. I think you'd come on there and been like, "Hey, man, how you doing?"
No, no, I don't think so.
No, 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 no. I would have sounded. It would have sounded like Eminem's new CD that hit Walmart shelf. It'd been silent.
All right, let's get this thing kicked off. We got a long list. I tell you what, after having a lot of teams off every weekend, man, everybody's playing this weekend. And we got a bonus game. Look, let's start off with the old Store Fest, the Vandy, Missouri game. Looks like Missouri is favored 17. And over under on this one is going to be 69. Jeff, you want to start us off?
Yep, let's see. Well, Missouri, after beating the mighty Fighting Gators with Dan Mullen last weekend, probably going to have a little bit of a letdown, but I don't think they'll go over, but I think they'll still cover.
Thank you, Missouri. Mr. Kroon.
Final score, 35-24. Take the Commodores. The Commodores. They're gonna cover.
Okay. I think Locke is interviewing for the NFL. I think he comes out and has a big day tomorrow. I'm going with Estes on this. I'm taking Missouri.
Well, there goes you 7-0.
Oh, that's Jesse Presley.
We do have 7 picks this week.
Presley, I know you're listening to this, but second snore fest of the day, Kentucky at Tennessee. Tennessee's getting better, man. Tennessee is really come a long way since the beginning of the year. You can't sit there and say that it's just a snore fest. But, Rob, you want to start us off on that one? Looks like in Kentucky's favor by 5, which kind of seems like a low number, and 42.5 on the over-under.
I disagree on the score fest deal. I don't think they're going to score that many. Kentucky can run the ball. Tennessee's got great run defense. I mean, I think it's going to be a close game. I'm going to take the Vols, and strictly for Jesse Presley. But I think the Vols cover that game. I don't think Kentucky – I never really bought into that crap. And then they won that one game against whoever on that crazy fluke, 0 time left play. I don't think they're that good.
Jeff?
Let's see. I'm playing at Tennessee. Tennessee's been trying to get better since 1998. I mean, 20 years have been dealing with this. Kentucky's going to cover. They'll probably win by 7. So, I mean, it'll probably be 20-13, something like that, 17-10.
If Tennessee's been trying to get better since 98, what did Mississippi State do except for 1 year?
State's been trying to get better since, let's see. Well, we went to the SEC tournament. We went to the SEC championship in 98. And then,
yeah, I know. And since then.
We had our heyday 4 years ago. Y'all did too. So, we all –
Yeah, but let's
– Both of us have – We've already used up our one-time pot of glory. So.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just clarifying that for Jesse. I don't want him getting upset.
No Rocky Top fan should ever get upset about facts.
I didn't know the Vols were sitting at 4-5. I mean, they win the next 2 ball games. They win 2 out of the next, I guess. Yeah, you got 2 more games after this, 2 out of the next 3. They're bowl eligible. Wow. You got to be happy about that after where the Vols have been and where they started out this year. I'll say this. The reason I'm taking Kentucky, I think that there's a lot of programs that are going to be looking for a head coach this year. And I think that this is the year with what Kentucky has done for Stoops to get out. I think he's interviewing for a job. He wants to show that he's not going to have a letdown after a big loss last weekend. I am taking Kentucky. I think they have about a 10-point win in this game. Like I said, I can see Stoops ending up at USC, somewhere like that, big-time job.
Holy smokes. What did you have for breakfast?
Eggs, bacon.
Let me ask this. Now, I'm not taking anything away from Stoops as a coach, but let's just throw this out there and think about this. Why would you leave making that kind of money and having that low of expectations? He doesn't have to do anything. All he's got to do is win a few games. Those people don't even know they're playing football. They're already into basketball mode getting beat by Duke by 76. They don't care. He can sit there, live in a great town, go to Oaklawn and bet on the Ponies. He has no reason to leave that and go somewhere where he'll be fired in 2 years for not doing a good job.
I said
the same thing about Dan Mullen, but we saw what happened there.
Dan Mullen was living in Starkville, not Lexington, Kentucky.
Yeah, making $4.5 million, winning 8-9 games a year.
Well, he's making 5 now in Gainesville, which is pretty nice compared to Starkville.
He's making 6.
Well, that's pretty good.
And getting beat.
Getting beat. Okay. All right.
Hey, speaking of South Carolina, Florida, look, I got Florida's favored by 6 in this game, over under 54. Couple of questions. Number one, in the present. Did you happen to see Dan Mullen's face when asked about the fight in the with his quarterback, Franks, in the locker room? It's rumored to be his quarterback got into a fight after the game last week. Did you see the face that he made at the reporter when the reporter asked that question?
It was awesome.
It's like, hey, I found a pack of cigarettes in your, when you were a kid, a teenager, I found a pack of cigarettes in your room. Are they yours? The video.
The funny part is, now that Mullen's not in, I'm not going to say that on air, but now that Mullen's out of Mississippi, he doesn't bother me now. Like, at all. Like, I kind of enjoy, you know, watching, you know, his quarterbacks and what he's doing down there because he's not the school up north anymore.
You let Miami or Florida State come back and be halfway decent, Mullen will go back to being Mullen.
Hey, man, man's getting paid. Do what you got to do.
All right, second question. This one's just strictly for you, Estes, because I know Rob Cream knows the answer to this. What is Mullen most known for as a head coach? I know that's a generalized, huge question, but in all of his years at Mississippi State, what is he known for the most?
Not commenting on injuries.
That's a good one. And it goes back to one of the greatest Houston Nutt quotes. They remember you in November. And Dan Mullen, what is the number one trait of Dan Mullen? He is so good at
getting
letting
his ass
you down
beat
in November.
In November.
And it started, you know, I saw so many people last week, the Mississippi State fans, after they got beat by Missouri, just beat down by Missouri. There's no way that they should have lost to Missouri like that. And so many Mississippi State fans commenting, hey, we've been there, done that before. I mean, we believe campaign of 2000, what year was that, 14?
14, yeah.
7-0, and then just fall off the map. 15 was the year of the first release polls, and I guess it was 15 that CFP first came out, right?
Yeah,
14.
And Mississippi State.
Was it 14 or
14?
No, it's 14.
14. Okay.
State was number one and Ole Miss was 3.
Who was number 2? Auburn?
No. Clemson or somebody.
Okay.
Clemson.
Florida State.
It was Clemson.
Florida State. It was Florida State. I saw it the other day. All right. Look, let's talk about this game real quick. All right. So, like I said, Florida's favored by 6, 54 over under. With all that being said, who y'all taking? Rob, go first.
Man, I don't think South Carolina's any good. I don't think Florida's just crazy good. I think they're just kind of average. But, you know, in that game, I could see Florida winning. But South Carolina is just weird. And Muschamp, you know, he hates Florida, obviously. So I think it's going to be right on the number. I'm just going to take Florida just because I think it's going to be like a 27-21 or 28-24. I think that Vegas has got the number down.
All right, Mr. Estes.
I'm going to take South Carolina. And there was talk of a quarterback change coming at Florida. He's going to start Trask, or whatever his name is. He gets hurt in practice Tuesday. He's out for the year, so now they're stuck with Franks. And I think it's time for Mullen November to go into full swing. I don't think South Carolina will cover it, but I think they win.
You know, if we would have had a pick 'em contest last week, I was going to take South Carolina over Ole Miss.
Well, who
impressed me. They really impressed me, their offense.
Rocky, back up. Say that again.
Back up, Terry.
No.
Their offense impressed you against Ole Miss's defense?
They did impress me. The reason they impressed me was not because they could run the ball, but the quarterback actually completed some heck of some passes, some really good passes. And it wasn't because of Ole Miss's defense on some of those passes that he completed. So, saying all that, I'm taking South Carolina in this game. I see them winning 10 to 12 points. Felipe Franks has got a lot of problems, like Jeff was talking about in that locker room. Dan Mullen slides in November. Just like you said, Rob, Muschamp hates Florida. He's going to try to beat the crap out of them. So I'm taking South Carolina in this game. You know, if this was a normal year, this game right here would be a huge, huge game. And I know that y'all already know what I'm talking about, but it's the Auburn at Georgia game. I mean, how many times in the past has this played a big part in who won the SEC West or the SEC East? And now, it doesn't matter. You're like, I mean, everything's already solved. The West is won, the East is won, but we got this huge game at Georgia tomorrow. Georgia's favored by 14. Over under on it is 52.5. Rob, hey, before you talk about the game, any truth to the rumor that Freeze ends up at Auburn next year, offense coordinator totally taking over the offense?
Man, I don't know. I wish he'd just come back to Oxford. Can we not dress him up as Leroy Jenkins and let him sit, upstairs and call plays? Do people really need to know? Because
I really think he'd come back a changed man, and I think that he would have a fire to win even more inside of him. I'd take him as a coach tomorrow.
He's gonna get a good chance somewhere.
Who are you taking in this one, Mr. Groom?
Hey, when Stoops leaves Kentucky, Freeze will go to Kentucky.
Wow, that's a bold prediction. That could really happen.
It'd be How Mummy Part 2. air show.
if Stoops leaves Kentucky, he'll be at the soup kitchen in 4 years.
Oh, Speaking of people that we wish were the coach at Ole Miss, I got to say this before we jump into this pick with the Auburn-Georgia game. If there was one coach that I could go out and hire right now.
Mike Leach.
Oh, my God. Dude, he is the most. He wouldn't fit in at Ole Miss. They would get rid of him really fast.
He's smarter than most of the fans. He's smarter than everybody. He wouldn't fit in anywhere, but it would be glorious. You know, we interviewed him.
Did you happen to see his press conference on mascots this week?
Oh, it was beautiful. The Buffaloes?
You got it. Listen, for all of you that's watching this, you've got to go watch his press conference where he's talking about the Colorado Buffaloes.
It's great. He is amazing. He's got that kid from Hattiesburg just tearing everything up.
Oh man, Minshew, and he's got that porn mustache, dude. He's got it going on. Tua's not at Alabama this year. Minshew wins the Heisman.
I can see that.
All right, look, let's back to the Auburn Georgia game. There's a lot more interesting stuff, as you can see, to talk about. But Georgia's favored by 14. Rob, who you got in this one?
Auburn.
What?
This is my Greasem guarantee.
What?
Auburn plus 14 is my Greasem guarantee for the week.
My Lord. Estes, please tell me. I know you're coming back directly the opposite of that.
Yeah, well, he knows Alabama's not going to win first quarter, first half.
No, I have two Greasem guarantees this week, so you can just calm down and don't put words in my mouth before I come through this phone.
Oh. I'm taking Georgia, giving up the points. Auburn had their signature win last weekend when A&M blew it at the end of the game. So Auburn's done. Georgia probably
good
win
luck.
By three touchdowns or more.
Good luck with that bet.
Oh yeah,
I'm taking Georgia too. I just don't see I don't see them being able to pass the ball against Georgia's defense. Georgia's gonna stack the box, stop the run. I'm like, these guys have 20 point win.
These guys have been playing up for 125 years. Georgia has a young roster. They're going to have a little letdown. They've already won the East. They have nothing to play for. I'm not saying they're going to lose, but Auburn's going to cover. Gus Malzahn is going to throw shit all over them. Gus always plays. He's the opposite of Mullen. He plays better in November.
That is true. That is a fact.
Go ahead.
Let's jump to the strong whiskey drink that night. LSU at Arkansas. LSU favored by 13, 48.5, the over under. Is there anybody more demoralized this week than LSU? Because they found out that they didn't want Bama and they were a nobody also.
They are who we thought they were.
We let them off the hook.
Dude, that crowd before that game and all that stuff that they had, that hype video and all that stuff. Look, if I could be another football fan, and as much as I hate LSU, I would be an LSU fan, I swear, because those people go all the way. All the way. And I think they're going to have a huge letdown. But, I mean, they're playing Arkansas. I'm not even sure. Has Arkansas won a game since what's their record?
2-7.
I can't bring myself to take a team that's 2-7 with no quarterback against Devin White and a good, really good defense just because they got embarrassed by Bama, which is the best offense maybe in the history of college football. They're not. LSU's going to cover this game, and it's not even going to be close, even though that's supposedly a rivalry.
Estes, I know that you hate LSU. Who you got in this game?
How LSU is 7-2, I don't know. I mean, this team is a 6-6 team, and how they won the games that they won, I still don't understand it.
Kind of like LSU this should be facing 10-2 team.
Yeah, hey, it happens. LSU's not going to cover this game. Arkansas may even win this game.
The world's got the train going through.
There's the old Waldenburg train.
Yes, Waldenburg train. Every 30 minutes on the dot.
Fixing to cross 64 down there here in a minute.
All right, so Estes, you're taking LSU also, correct?
No, I'm taking Arkansas.
Really?
I'm taking Arkansas in the points.
Wow.
I mean, Arkansas is LSU's rival. I mean, they are. So, rival games are always tight, and both of them pretty much suck. Except one of them's 2-7, the other one's 7-2. So,
I'm with Rob on this one, man. Devin White and that defense is going to shut Arkansas's offense down. They don't score any points. They run the ball all over Arkansas, which has been proven over and over that you can do. I am taking LSU along with Rob in this game. Let's move up to, before we talk about the Mississippi State-Alabama game, let's talk about this Ole Miss-Texas A&M. 11 a.m. CBS, a couple of factors to talk about in that game is Tiamu, is he hurt? Can Ole Miss even get up for this game? I mean, the year's over. It's done. You know, don't have anything else to play for. Looks like Texas A&M is favored by 13 and the over-under is 67. Jeff, if you hate Ole Miss worse than you hate LSU, what do you think will happen in this one?
Taking A&M, giving up the points. I mean, Jimbo Fisher's going to have a field day with that defense.
Rom, what you got in this one?
Well, Phil Longo is going to have a field day with his offense. I just don't see it. I mean, the line is moving so hard to A&M that it makes me think the Sharps are going to pound Ole Miss right at the end. Look, I know we're not going to win. But 13 points is a lot of points. And for a team that can put points on the board, you know, I know we're going to lose. I get it. We suck. I mean, you don't have to tell me. I completely understand. A.J. Brown's like 40 or 60 yards for being Ole Miss's, you know, best receiver ever. I think they threw to him like, I don't know, once last week. He's going to have a huge game. They're going to not keep it close, but they will not lose by 14. Besides, who A&M, they're not even good. I mean, what have they done?
I just don't think that Tiamu's good. And that's the one that scares me in this is, look, I'm with you. If Tiamu, if he is good, then Ole Miss covers. But with him limping around in a walking boot around Oxford this week, I just don't see him. I see him scoring points. And I would take the over, and I would, if like I said, if Tiamu is hurt, I would take Texas A&M in this game, and that's who I'm going with, A&M. If this game was at home, they would cover.
Hey, did you know that A&M is 2-6 against the spread this year? 2-6.
Really?
Six.
Well, that's a nice
fact. One of those is against UL Monroe. So,
well, we saved the best for last. With the SEC West on the line tomorrow in Tuscaloosa.
SEC West on the line.
Boy, that was weak.
Woo! Alabama, favored by 24, 54.5 over-under in this game. So they're expecting Alabama to put up 50, 49, somewhere in there.
Alabama's going to score probably 40, yeah, mid to high 40s.
Who wants to take this one first? Jeff, you want to go last? Let me and Rob take it first.
Sure.
Since this is your team. Rob, go ahead.
I'm going to go ahead and tell you what's going to happen right now. Take your grandma's piggy bank and all that money you won the last, since we've gone 17-1 on the first quarter, first half. And you go down and you find you a bookie and you put everything they'll let you bet on first quarter, first half. I don't care about the game number. They're going to cover that too. But Mississippi State's secondary is not good. Mississippi's front eight or front seven, six, whatever you want to call it, is really, really good. But that doesn't matter. And Saban doesn't have letdown games. Just because they beat LSU last week, he's still pissed off at a lot of those plays. They're not going to have a letdown. This is a really, really good team. I'm not saying Mississippi State's bad. But Fitzgerald is not going to be running around, dinking and donking. If he throws the ball, it's over. Bama's defense is getting better. You know, I hate to go back to old games because it really doesn't matter. And, you know, you have so many indifferences. And Mississippi State might have had the flu or something. But 19-3 against LSU, you know, we're talking this is going to be a complete beatdown. Joe Moorhead is so out of his league on this that I don't even think I'm not even sure that the coaches will have the kids ready to play. There's no way Mississippi State can get up for this game.
Joe Moorhead, hey, glad you brought that up. You know that he guaranteed, I don't know if he guaranteed to cover the spread or guaranteed to win this week.
What? Against Bama?
Yeah.
He should be fired on the spot.
He said the losing streak ends Saturday against Bama.
He should be fired. Nick Saban is going to make him want to crawl in a hole and move back to Alaska or Pennsylvania or wherever he's from. That was the dumbest thing he could have ever said. Worst thing he's ever said.
I guess he's an eternal optimist. I don't know.
Or an eternal dumbass.
Yeah, could be that too.
So you're taking Alabama, right, Rob?
Yeah, and the Grayson guarantee, first quarter, first half, that's given. And I like the game too, but you can do whatever you want on that. I bet minus 14 for the first half this morning. It released like 5 minutes before I saw it, and I hammered that damn thing. I hit it as hard as they would let me do it. I'll put it that way.
All right, I'll say this about this game. I think that it appears. Going into the second half that Alabama's going to cover. But I do not see them covering a 24-point spread. I think Mississippi State's defense keeps this kind of close. The problem that I see with this game that just kind of baffles me, I just don't see State scoring any points. That defense, talking about an improving defense from where they started, Alabama, which they were already good, to what I saw last week against LSU, this may be one of the best defenses that Alabama's put on the field. And that's saying something over the past, 12, 10 years since Saban's been there. Fitzgerald, I feel bad for him. They're going to depend on him to run the ball tomorrow, and they're going to shut him down. Like I said, those are the factors for me. But it's like Ole Miss and LSU. Ole Miss always finds a way to play LSU a good game. Mississippi State always plays Alabama a good game and keeps it close. I don't see it being a 24-point game. I think at the end it could be a 21. So I'm taking Mississippi State in this one.
Holy mother. Whoa.
Jeff?
Well, it's like this. Mississippi State has given up 9 touchdowns all season. Bama's not going to double that number tomorrow. I don't think Bama covers just because of the front seven, front eight. Yeah, it's cornerbacks are weak, but, I mean, you get pressure on the quarterback. We're going to get beat. There ain't no need of trying to deny that or even trying to come up with any kind of reasoning why State's going to go in there and win, because it just ain't going to happen. But I don't think we get blown out. I think we actually do score. We're not going to be like LSU and not score.
I think that Alabama, the thing that I'm going to say about this one is I think that Alabama goes up big. And like I said, I think it looks like they're going to cover. And they let the second and third team play a lot of the second half. And State covers the score or the spread. All right,
that's the wildest thing I've ever heard.
All right, bonus point, bonus game worth two points. Oklahoma State. I surprised y'all with that one. You didn't know what it was. Oklahoma's favored by 20.5. Can anybody guess within five the over under on this game?
79.
You're looking at it. I've got it at 80. That is unbelievable.
That's what I was gonna say. 70, anywhere from 75 to 80.
Yeah, I did cheat, but hey, do whatever
you
got to do.
You want to take a quick pick in this one, Jeff?
Hello.
Well, let's see. 21. No, Oklahoma's gonna cover. It'll be.
Woo!
Yep.
Okay, Rob, who you got
Oklahoma
in this one?
Covers.
Let me tell you a little something about Jeff Gundy. He is a national treasure. He's right behind Mike Leach of the best head coaches and the funniest press conferences and everything.
You talking
else.
About Jeff Gundy, the used coach New York Knicks, or Mike Gundy, the coaches?
My bad. I should have just said mullet. mullet man. Anyway, whatever his
Who's
name
me?
Is. We'll just,
I'm 40.
Yeah. Well, his one last week was good, too, about Twitter and social media. But anyway, he's a great coach. Oklahoma's a great team, but they're not covering 21. I'm sorry. This is a rivalry. They're going to be – that place is going to be crazy. They're going to be – they hate each other as bad as anybody. They're not covering 21. I wish I hadn't used up all my grief and guarantees.
Now, I'm going along with Rob on this one. Oklahoma State's been playing some good ball. I think Oklahoma, like I've said in the past, is the only team that can keep it interesting for the playoff. They better hope, like Hades, that Oklahoma ends up in the college football playoff. I don't see Oklahoma beating Oklahoma State by 21, 20.5. I see a lot of points being scored in this one. I don't see Oklahoma State winning, but I see them covering, so I'm taking Oklahoma State also.
I wouldn't be surprised if they won the game, to be honest with you. Because they're playing really, really good football right now. Their quarterback is playing good. And I know Oklahoma's good, but let's be honest. I mean, crazy things happen in rival games.
That's being played at Oklahoma State, so.
Yeah.
No, it's at Oklahoma. It's at Oklahoma.
It is at Oklahoma? Okay.
Yeah.
I wrote it down wrong then.
It doesn't matter. I mean, it's going to be 50-50 in the or 60-40 in the stands. It don't matter.
Hey, Rocky, I got to go.
All right, that's just thank you for joining us today. Rob,
right,
for always being here. I want to thank Priswell, Southern White Taxidermy, for sponsoring this edition of the Grease and Guarantee. I want to thank all of you that listened to this edition of the End of the Line podcast, powered by DuckSouth.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.